This is Living the RV Dream, episode 250 for Friday, August 12th, 2022.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello fellow Pelican heads, and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, van dwellers, boondockers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. You know, I lost my train of thought, I changed the order, and now I don't know if I mentioned everybody, but hey, welcome everybody, episode 250, that's what, a quarter of a thousand? by the way, this week we reached 230,000 subscribers on YouTube, so that's I think that's cause for celebration, and we'll probably celebrate tonight at the live stream, which I have no idea where I'm gonna do it from. This is the thing. It's gonna be a tricky 2 weeks to negotiate, because I promised my mom I was gonna take her on her first cross-country road trip. But I have several hard dates, and I always do that. And eventually, we're gonna try to not stay away from this kind of thing. Yeah, by the way, today broadcasting from the Flagami studio one more time. I'm only here for like 4 days, because by the time you hear this, we're probably gonna be on our way from Pelicamp to somewhere in Tennessee. And this is the thing, yeah, I told my mom that I was going to take her on a cross-country road trip. You know, about a month ago we spoke, and she was feeling a little down. She's like, you know, I haven't seen you for 2 months, this and that. So I told her, hey, you know, and she wanted to go to Europe, but she hasn't been able to coordinate that with her friends. So, you know, my godmother, she lives in Los Angeles. So I told her, you know what? Let's do the cross country road trip. You've never seen Kansas. You've never seen like the middle of the country. So and she said yes. So lo and behold, tomorrow, or for you guys, yesterday, actually, I'm recording this a day early. I'm recording this on Wednesday because I know tomorrow is gonna be rough. Tomorrow, which is for you guys, yesterday, which is Thursday. Oh man, this is going to be confusing, isn't it? I'm just going to say the day of the week. Thursday, if all goes well, we are departing, and we're probably going to overnight at Pelicamp. And this is the thing. By the way, the new truck's doing great. I really like it. Even our friend Amaranto, he said that he has a trail bus as well. We should do like a caravan to Key West when I return. You know, like all the trail buses. But I went on a tangent about this. You know, as we were departing last weekend from Pelicamp, our return got delayed because, you know, there were a couple of problems with Minitini 3, which luckily, you know, I found this dealership in Perry. He's more like a repair shop than a dealer. And if he's listening, Vince, thank you because he did a great job finally replacing that black water valve. And there were some problems with the fresh water tank too, and he took care of it. But the thing with that, he had to take had to leave the trailer overnight at his shop. So, you know, we used Minitini 1 as a lifeboat. We spent a night at Minitini 1, and remember how comfortable that bed used to be, and how loud that air conditioner used to be. Well, last Friday, that's where we did the podcast from. So, last Saturday, we returned, and in our heist, apparently, when I brought the trailer back from the shop, we were really hungry, so we wanted to go to our local saloon there, Nowhere Grill, and apparently, I left one of the spring bars on top of the tonneau cover of the truck and drove off. So that spring bar, I hope someone found it and someone returns it at some point. It's somewhere between Pelicamp and Nowhere Grill. So somewhere on those roads, we dropped it. Yeah, it's gone. So I ordered a new one. You know, nobody has it. I was able to find it on Amazon. And supposedly, it arrives today. So as long as it arrives today, we can live tomorrow, because I towed without spring bars from Pelicamp down to Miami, and it's fine. This truck is hefty enough that I didn't feel the trailer all that much back there. But first of all, that hitch ball is not really designed to be to tow without the tow bars, so it was kind of like at an angle. And second of all, if I encounter like high winds now that I'm going to the Midwest, it could be a dangerous situation. I did encounter a little bit of sway whenever a large truck, you know, passed me at high speeds on the turnpike. So I do need that spring bar, and hopefully it arrives today. Otherwise, I won't be able to live tomorrow. And this is the thing. I have this thing with Sun Outdoors, as you know. I am I've been doing videos for them, and we're gonna do a couple of RV resorts out west. And the first one is gonna be a Rocky Mountain, which I'm gonna make a video soon after our stay there. And I have to be there in less than a week. I have to be in Colorado by Tuesday, so it's gonna be go. Fortunately, what I really want to show mom is more like the West. So we're going to, you know, we're going to spend some time, like a couple of hours in Nashville. I know she's going to like that. You know, she likes that big city ambience. And hopefully we're going to spend some time in St. Louis as well. I want her to see the arch and all that. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to have time for Kansas City. So it's going to be like a very long drive through the Midwest. Luckily, it's probably going to be easy driving, I-70, you know, it's an easy interstate to drive. I may take a detour just to go a little farther south, because I've been told that that's the best view. You know, if it is a clear day, that's the best view. All of a sudden, you see, I think it's on Kansas Highway 94 at this place called Punkin Center. That's where you see it first. And you are in a direct route west to, I'm drawing a blank now, Pikes Peak. Pikes Peak, of course, is it's a over 14,000 feet, and is right there on the eastern, the eastern end of the Rockies. So imagine you're coming from the Great Plains. You know, everything's flat, and all of a sudden, over the horizon, you see this snow-capped peak. If it is a clear day, of course. If it is not a clear day, I'm just gonna do I-70 all the way. And we're probably going to visit Rocky Mountain National Park, which we've never been there. And then we continue west. You know, I want to show her like the highlights. You know, after that, and send me an email if you think we should do something else. I mean, I have to stay at least 3 nights at Rocky Mountain to take video of the RV resort. I mean, they're paying me for it after all. And then I wanted to give her like the highlights of Utah and maybe like the Sierra Nevada. I wanted to, of course, everything happens at the wrong time. I wanted to drive through Death Valley, which it's something that I wanted her to see as well. Death Valley may not happen, huh? Because what happened at Death Valley, there've been some, you know, it's like biblical proportion floods. You know, they call it like once in 1,000 years rain. There've been some floods. Some of the roads are not passable yet. And we'll see. I mean, we still have 10 days, you know, until we have to drive across Death Valley. Maybe by then, you know, I'm not gonna go to any like the highlights. You know, maybe if we can make it down to Badwater Basin, we will. But I just wanna, just the drive through Death Valley, it's very impressive. And then, you know, once you get to the lowest point in the United States and get Death Valley, You drive out west into the Sierra, and you get to see the highest peak in the lower 48, which is Mount Whitney. So that will be cool. And eventually we'll make it to Los Angeles, California. And she wants to do a little bit of the Pacific Coast Highway. We might do that and then visit our godmother. And then she's flying back. And Illy is flying in. So we need to coordinate that. So mom flies back. At the same time, Illy flies in, so I only have to make one trip to LAX. But I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure it's going to work out great. So that's kind of the plan for the next 2 weeks. Then I have another sponsored resort a little farther north, and even one in Oregon, as we're going to go up and retake the Lewis and Clark expedition where we left off in Three Forks, Montana. And just I think within a week to 10 days, we can make it all the way to the Pacific. I'm not going to be able to see as much in Oregon as I originally planned, but because then at the end of September, there's the open house in Indiana. And, you know, I wish I could fly in, but I'm going to kind of have to go with the trailer. And maybe if I like it, pick and choose which trailer I want for Minitini 4. Although, let me tell you, now that everything is fixed in Minitini 3, I kind of want to keep it for a little longer. But we'll see. That's the news right now. That's the news, what's going to happen. So Friday's live stream, I'm going to be somewhere in... I don't know where I'm going to end up. We're leaving from Pelly Camp as early as possible. Naturally, it is a Friday. It's going to be hard to find camping. It is too hot to be boondocking just anywhere. So at least I want to make it to Tennessee. I don't know if it's going to be Chattanooga or maybe even a little farther, because I want to arrive in Nashville a little early on Saturday, just so we can enjoy the afternoon a little bit and just take a little bit of a break, you know, and not just drive. And then Sunday, depart early, make it to St. Louis like mid-afternoon, and then walk around a little bit and in the Arch. Maybe even the next morning we can go up to the Arch. We'll see if I can get a late checkout wherever I stay. And then it's pretty much nonstop to Colorado. So that Monday, I'm going to try to... I mean, my limit is 420 miles usually. That Monday we might do 600. We'll see. As well, we will push west as long as possible, and that's it. That's it for travel plans for now. Everything after that, it's kind of still written in jello. So we'll see. Now, you know, I wanted to read a couple of emails for you guys, because I've received some very, very beautiful emails from some of you. And I would love to share some of them. And the first one is here. It's, you know what, I'm not going to say the actual names, just in case they didn't intend this email to go on the podcast, right? But she says, my name is... I'm 20 years old and I go to school full-time in St. George, Utah. Currently live with my grandparents for summer in Southern California. I wanted to tell you about my grandpa. And she says his name. And I'm thoroughly convinced he's your biggest fan. My grandpa is a Vietnam vet currently battling lung cancer for the past 2 years. My grandpa has been in hospice care, unable to leave the house. Sitting in the same room, in the same bed, you would think he would get bored. But thanks to you and your videos, he's able to travel the country. Your theme song can often be heard humming around the house and bringing smiles to our faces. We loved your adventures and often ask my grandpa, do you want to see what Robert's doing today? I'm sending you this email to personally thank you. Your videos and content provide light and laughter into our lives. You are truly a household name over here. In a period of time as emotionally challenging as this, I'm incredibly thankful that I will have these memories of laughter to look back on. And you know, those are the emails. You sometimes you don't realize that you just think you're providing entertainment, you know, and you don't realize that you know it. You can really touch and improve some people's lives, and that's incredibly. You know, it's like a big, I don't know, it's, you realize you have a certain degree of responsibility and, you know, you have to do it, you know, the best job you can, you know, so just so you can continue, you know, changing people's lives for the positive, which is, It's incredibly humbling. And, you know, when I started this YouTube channel doing this, you know, I was just to basically to scratch my own itch to... I needed to do something creative. And I never realized that it was going to turn into this. I hoped that people liked the work that I do, but this is definitely far beyond my wildest dreams. Here we have another email. Maybe it is because of COVID. Maybe it is because COVID stopped our travel, or because you are going to many places we've been or skirted and will now want to see. But it is time once again to tell you how much my husband and I enjoy your weekly travels. The interesting factor is that the closest we have ever been to camping is Hampton Inn. We've never owned an RV, nor have we camped. We are much older than you and have been Florida snowbirds from Ohio and live not far from your friends at Indian Lake. Oh, there you go. We too are obsessive travelers, except for COVID, and your approach, your curiosity, and your desire to learn new things make us your passenger in your many journeys. No, we don't enjoy your commercials, but we're pleased that YouTube advertisers like you enough to interrupt your broadcast 6 times in the past Sunday. We've been with you since the beginning and are happy for your success and your decision to jump full-time into YouTube with the help of Winnebago. I often wonder how much you have in common with your RV friends, given your ethnic journey and technological background, but enough, I expect. I expect to appreciate each other's lifestyle. We sometimes chide you for forgetting water or good hiking shoes. We worry when you are out of breath and hope you limit your IPA and fried food intake. Remember, we're older. We want you to remember that you are not as young as you once were, but we still climb lighthouses and hike when we can, so we understand. We concentrate on your assessment of places we have been. A shame you had to do Natchez Trace so early in spring, and we listen to your appraisals of places we have to explore. We are happy for you. We're happy for your good fortune to be able to afford a place in the woods away from Miami bustle. We value your travel, your experience, and wanted you to know that your fan base is more than just RVs. My best to your wife. And yes, I am on your newsletter list, to which, by the way, this month I didn't do the newsletter. It's being a, I might yet do it. And before the end of the month, or I might as well wait until September. But it's been one of those. It hasn't been 100% happy camping for the past 2 or 3 weeks. Let's just put it that way. But some things had to be done, and it's all good. It's all good now. It's all good, man. And as you say, giving my ethnic journey and technological background, believe it or not, in our group and when we get together, like at meetups, or right now when we did our little seminar at the Winnebago Grand National Rally, you get to see all kinds of people, and the RVing world particularly is not as homogeneous as it used to be, and but even with all kinds of people of all different backgrounds or ethnic origin, and we are all joined by the same passion for travel. So no matter what happens, no matter what we may think of, our vision of the world may be otherwise, I think it's one of those places where one of those rare occasions nowadays when we can put differences aside and just talk about travel, you know, just talk about our experiences, our passion to know new places I think that's what's special about travelers. We've seen so many different places that we know that, sometimes the world out there, it's a lot nicer than we're led to believe, I think. So thank you once again for that message. And I think I'm going to read one more, and then I think I have a couple of voicemails. And I haven't really been traveling this week, so I don't have a whole lot to talk about places. Next week is going to be a different story. Next week, where are we going to be next Friday? Because I don't even know at this point, Thursday. Next Thursday, I intend to record the podcast from the Rocky Mountains, somewhere out there. So that should be a lot of fun. We're probably using Starlink at that point. I don't know exactly how the internet is going to be there. Anyway, this one, she says, Robert, I have meant to write you for quite some time. Our family, husband, daughter, son-in-law, granddaughter, and I travel a lot. We are partial to the northeast and northwest coast. We just returned from the east coast traveling by car, as we always do. When COVID took over our lives, we did not travel for 2 years. I happened to see a video on YouTube of this guy who traveled from Northern California in the Redwoods and on up to the Olympia National Park. We had traveled this section just a month before you. My granddaughter and I started from the beginning of your home in Florida and followed you through the series. Eva was 5 at the time and loved watching Robert. We spent many evenings watching this series of travels, and then we went on from there. We are not campers, but we love to travel. And you took us with on many travels. She still asks me if we can watch Robert, and I just want to thank you for helping us through this time. Happy and safe travels. So thank you. And those are the messages, you know, that you go like, yeah, you know, and that it's so great to be able to entertain people, to share my travels and give you some value, you know, in that sense. And it's another reason I should keep doing this indefinitely, let me tell you. And as long as I have the health, the energy, and the stamina, as long as it fulfills me, I'll be honest, there's been a little bit of burnout here and there, but I think we're back on track, and this 2022 series is going to be great. And I have already plans for next year, oh my gosh. But in any case, let's listen to some of your voicemails, and I will start wrapping this one up.
Hi, Robert. This is James Gans from New Mexico. I love your videos, and I was watching an old one where you had an engine put in your Kia, and I've never seen a mechanic who didn't take the spark plugs out and look at them, each one, and if there was a piece of ceramic gone, he should have noticed it. That was his fault. But this is 2 years later, oh, 4 years later, excuse me. So it's been a while. But that was absolutely the mechanic shop's fault. I'm not finished with your video. It's the traveling to the Northeast with an RV, and it was published on December 13, 2018. That's almost 4 years ago. And I really enjoy your videos. You have a great day and a great traveling time. Be safe.
Well, thank you, James, for your message. And yeah, that was an interesting time when old Kia died, and I prematurely killed, actually. I should have never taken it to that shop. I probably should have gone, you know, just maybe to save money, you know, at the time. I just wanted to save money. You know, I was an incipient YouTuber, not making enough money to make ends meet at the time, you know, but I had faith in the future, and the future eventually paid out. But at the time, just to save money, I took it to this shop, and obviously that was not a good idea. I should have taken it to the dealer and have them fix it there, you know. But, you know, in hindsight, everything is... what's the saying? There's a saying about that. In any case, I think we have a much more capable vehicle now. And I'm glad you're enjoying those early series, like the one that's traveling to the Northeast in an RV. That was supposed to be a two-month trip that turned into a two-week trip. So we must return at some point, at least to the areas that we rushed through, like Maine, like Massachusetts, you know.
Hey, Robert. David and Sally Irwin here in Jonesboro, Tennessee, Upper East Tennessee here. Beautiful God's country. Hey, love your music. Love to watch your videos. And you always make us hungry when you're cooking. So, anyway, it's great to watch your videos. You do a great job. You go to a lot of places that we haven't been, of course, and a lot of places we want to go. God bless, and thank you so much.
Yeah, I agree. That area of eastern Tennessee is beautiful, beautiful. Some parts very remote, actually. So thank you so much. And on this particular latest trip, I haven't cooked so much. We ate a lot out, which is a mistake we're gonna correct now for the remainder of the trip. I mean, if we are in an area that is famous for its food, like if we go to Bend, Oregon, you know, we're gonna go to a couple of breweries and have something nice to eat. But I'm gonna try to cook more in the RV, especially now that the weather is cooling down a little more Yeah, my computer just had a hiccup. This computer, by the way, it's overheating a lot this summer, and it needs to be replaced at some point. I think that this is where I'm going to call it. This is it. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening, and see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.